8 months ago today, as a matter of fact. This man became a constant companion of ours and the best kind of informant. Let's welcome back Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gosner. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing great. I remember thinking those months ago that it was day eight after the firestorms, and we couldn't really look beyond the next 24-hour period at that point, and here we are.
Yeah, it happens quick. Day eight was that we were right in the middle of it still. So, yeah, just like life, it happens quick. So we're here. We find ourselves 8 months out, and everyone's still working hard to make sure we're safe for this summer.
And to one degree or another, I know you'd agree that everybody who was here, everybody's lives changed as a result of the fires and the immediate aftermath. How has your life changed, Tony?
Work-wise, it's just I'm dealing with state-level politics a little bit more and community, county-level politics more than city politics, and trying to make sure the system's working as well as it can for our citizens in Sonoma County and in Santa Rosa. So I put a lot of time and energy into that right now. In fact, I'm heading down to Dublin right now to go to a Region 2 meeting on mutual aid requests and how we make it quicker, more efficient. And that's just one part of a much larger system. So there's never a time when there's not an important meeting to attend to make sure that we're all pulling in the same direction. So
yeah, and the best thing we go ahead on a personal note.
Personal note is just busy keeping up with family and work, and everyone's happy and healthy, and so that part's great.
And certainly one of the best things that has begun to happen as a result of the fires is the learning curve. And you talk about all the meetings that you've attended, locally and regionally and on a state level. And that, imparting that information, what happened and what we did as a result of it, is very important to the next community that goes through this.
That's right. This happened to us last year. It could happen to almost anyone next year or this coming up year, right? So that is our message, is we didn't expect Sonoma County or Santa Rosa to get hit as hard as it did, and here we are, right? So that's my message when I go out and talk to people. It's like, look, you guys got to be prepared for anything. You got to have your alerting dialed in. You got to have your mutual aid system dialed in. You got to have your council members, your board of supervisors dialed into the emergency world, and because once it's here, it's pretty chaotic until things settle down a little bit. And the more we're all on the same page, more we're all talking the same language and have the same mission, the better it is for everyone.
Yeah, and having an own personal plan, I think that's probably at the top of each of our lists. And I'll tell you, Tony, the two of my favorite words right now are weed abatement. Because
yeah, weed abatement.
We just look at things differently now.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of complaints in Santa Rosa. Weed abatement started for us May 21st. We in Santa Rosa are upstaffing a unit just to attend to the weed abatement issues that we have. We knew it was going to be much different this year than it was in years past, but we typically have 2,500 weed abatement inspections just in the city, right? That has nothing to do with the surrounding areas. And so we're dedicating a lot of resources to get those inspections done quickly. At the same time, putting more resources for emergency response. So that'll help out a little bit as well. Fire prevention is doing a great job, but we're really backstaffing prevention with some operations folks on an engine that can actually fight fire if it's needed. But their main goal is to get out there and perform these inspections, talk to our residents about weed abatement, about vegetation management, how they can prepare both with their home and with if they do have to evacuate. This is what you need to do, and make sure everyone's signed up for NICSL, SoCo Alert, and everything else. So there's a lot to it, and we just need to be out there talking to our citizens throughout the county, really. It's not just Santa Rosa. It's everywhere.
And from your perspective, Chief, how is it looking for us this summer and fall?
We've already had a couple of incidents that have scared some people, rightfully so. But it's, if you look back in 1964 and 1923, those were big fire years, and the following years were just as severe, just less known. So we're really gearing up for a busy fire season. The county has allocated funds through the Fire Service Advisory Committee to upstaff the county. So how that's going to look at this point is we hit certain criteria. Every region in the county will have money available to upstaff one unit, which will give us 7 to 8 fire apparatus with a leader. And on certain days, we might request each region upstaff 2 extra additional units. And that is just for depth and for response to emergencies in our areas. So that is something that we haven't done in a long time. And it takes money to do it. And I'm grateful that the Board of Supervisors is letting us use that money from the Fire Service Advisory Committee to make that happen for the residents of Sonoma County.
Yeah, that's nice to know that everybody's got their priorities straight as we head into this fire season. Chief, thanks so much for being with us then, and thanks so much for being with us now. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
All right, that is Santa Rosa Fire Chief Tony Gosner. And to say that, you know, we recognize the anniversary at this point every month, and every time that we talk about it, or certainly that we talk about recovery in general, our thoughts and prayers go out to the many families who lost loved ones during the course of that emergency, and we do the same today.